At 6 in the morning, around 15 commercial fishermen began to show up to the Carp Mattis tournament with their boats, nets, and heavy coats to brave the near-freezing temperatures on Lake Barkley.
Right now, we've got a bunch of
Ronnie Hopkins of Leadbetter doesn't usually fish for carp. In fact, most commercial fishermen don't because there's not much of an American market for them. Hopkins has been fishing for almost 60 years and looks like a scruffier version of the Gordon's fisherman with his graying beard and bright yellow raincoat. A sweet-smelling cigarillo hangs out of his mouth as he pulls carp out of the nets while his fellow fishermen drag the nets into the boat.
I can't read and write my mother's name. I'm illiterate. What I know didn't come out of the book. It's things I've learned by dealing with them.
In Barkley and Kentucky lakes, there are two species of Asian carp, bighead and silver. Hopkins says he first saw the big heads, which can weigh more than 100 pounds, after a 1983 flood. Then 10 years later, the silver carp showed up. Fast forward 20 more years to today, and the carp are beginning to take over and eat the plankton many of the sport fish rely on to survive.
We still have another species of fish. Now the numbers, it decreases because of the Asian carp, because they're killing their spawns on their other fish.
At the tournament, Hopkins works with two men and his grandson, Byron. After the four drop hundreds of feet of net into the lake, they rev their boat to startle the fish. The carp are sensitive to vibrations in the water, which cause some of the skittish fish to swim into the nets, while the silver carp jump into the air. The jumping fish can be dangerous for recreational boaters and water skiers, causing black eyes, concussions, and even broken bones when the fish leap without warning. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Resources Fisheries Director Ron Brooks says a large part of the growing Asian carp problem is that they spawn or reproduce three or four times a year, while other native fish spawn just once annually.
These things start moving up streams, and they go through spawning motions. They have over 1 million eggs per fish, and so they're very fecund, and they can spawn all year round, and those two things alone mean they have an advantage, a biological advantage over our own species.
Brooks says the invasive carp are reducing the size and number of sport fish in the lakes, and a smaller sport fish population ultimately means fewer tourism dollars for Kentucky. That's already happened in the Illinois River, where a Southern Illinois University study found that Asian carp make up more than 60% of fish. Brooks says if that happens in Kentucky waterways, it could have a negative impact on tourism in the state.
This is a $1.2 billion industry around here for recreational boating and fishing and everything else that goes along with these two big reservoirs.
Commercial fisherman Cletus Hook says recreational fishermen are going to start going elsewhere if the sport fish population dwindles.
What a lot of people don't understand is these fish don't only affect the fishermen. It affects like your motel owners, your restaurant owners, because if they get to the point that it affects the sports fishery, then the sports fishermen are going to go somewhere else to fish.
Unfortunately for Hook and others who rely on or just enjoy fishing the lakes, the Asian carp aren't going away anytime soon.
And then what you do is you start turning your knife and filleting away from those bones.
While many East Asian countries view the fish as a gourmet entree, most Americans are slow to try the fish because they associate carp with an unpleasant, heavy fish taste and consider it a lower quality fish. To show people just how tasty the fish really are, the Department of Fish and Wildlife prepared fresh fried Asian carp at the tournament. Most people were won over. The next step for Kentucky to curb the Asian carp population and ensure its recreational anglers thrive is developing a commercial market for these fish. Creating that market is how a planned processing facility in Wycliffe hopes to flourish.
Best to keep your knife sharp when you're following those wife.
For WKMS News, I'm Whitney Jones.